The developers, Gary Crandall and sons Matt and Ryan, have proposed a building that would hold 7 market units and 1 affordable space. The building on what is now a parking lot would be up to 43 feet, have over 10,000 square feet, and would be bounded on the east side by the Sundial Plaza. On the west would be a continuation of New Park's Main Street. At the request of the Planning Commission, the applicants analyzed half a dozen other configurations for the project, but their architect, Trent Smith, explained why, for various reasons, those were not workable. The Planning Commissioners, though, wanted to look at option number 2. That would basically flip the plan, putting Main Street adjacent to the plaza and the building further back. But Matt Crandall said that option is one they strongly oppose. He said a hammerhead building entry in the plan would take away space from the plaza. The road would be elevated over event goers on the other side. And there's a safety hazard as the road intersects with the pedestrian area.
We feel that this would be detrimental to the amphitheater, this option. And that's the reason why we've kind of taken a position that we don't want to further pursue this option, because one, now you have a vehicle area in a pedestrian zone, and kids are going to be on their skateboards and bikes up there during the concert series, and who's going to be liable when one of them gets hit eventually? We like having the buffer there, and two, I don't think that it's going to be beneficial to that space if we have cars above people 4 feet off the ground driving back and forth.
However, Snyderville Commissioner Joel Fine suggested that the applicants could take out one unit, likely the affordable unit, and so they could maneuver the building to avoid the conflicts. On another item, Chris Eggleton from the New Park Hotel objected to the plan having parking off Main Street or on the ground level. He said the applicants don't need the parking stalls.
Eliminating the parking requirement, I know, proposes challenges for them to finance their building and to sell their units, but that I don't think is the Planning Commission or the community's problem to solve. There's ample parking. 1,100 stalls are managed within the town center or more that are approximate walking distance. So I don't believe that parking on the ground level or having Main Street parking is material.
However, Matt Crandall said they are entitled to utilize parking.
In the development agreement, it states that garages are an appropriate use for townhomes in the New Park Town Center. We feel that that is a right of ours, and we want to be able to exercise that.
One other option is that the development site would become an open space park, and a couple of Snyderville commissioners said that's their number one wish. Ryan Crandall said they reached out to the county to look at a purchase or even a land swap, but did not hear back.
I've been told the county owned a large parcel over Jeremy Ranch. It wouldn't cost you a dime. We're happy to do a land swap. So your option number one could be a dream come true, but we've put our line in the water 4 or 5 times, have not received a nibble. So although, you know, I would love to come to terms on that, but if, you know, it takes two to tango. So you know, that kind of the ball's in your court if you would like option number one to happen. And it wouldn't cost you anything. It would cost some land.
Ryan Crandall for the Commons at New Park project. When the Snyderville Commission takes a vote, the project will be sent on for a final decision from the county manager. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.